So I'm thinking about the coach who says, we didn't lose the game, we just ran out of time. Basically saying they were playing great, they just didn't have the clock left to continue or finish the game. They couldn't finish because they ran out of time. Ultimately, it's we're talking about clock management. It's huge in football. Last night, watching the 49ers play, they struggled with clock management. Weren't able to get plays in on time. There was one instance where Coach Mike Singletary wanted to call a timeout, but he's the only one who knew that he wanted to call a timeout, and the refs weren't around, so he's running out on the field, and he is mad, trying to get their attention to call a timeout. Yet, I wonder if he was more mad at himself because he hadn't told his defense on the play before, you know, after this play, we need to call a timeout, thinking about clock management. And there's so many times a student or someone will come up and say, man, I just wish I had more time. I just need more time. And maybe you don't have more time. Maybe you've only been given a certain block of time. Like a football game, you only get 60 minutes, and you have to make the most of that time. And so maybe the question isn't, can I get more time? I mean, sometimes you can get more time, but maybe the question is, what am I doing with the time that I have? How am I using that? How am I capturing that? How am I organizing it? And one of the ways that last night, even in the 49er game, they could have thought is to have a plan in place, a strategy in place, so you're thinking one or two steps ahead. I mean, that's the beauty of a calendar. A calendar, you put things ahead of time so that you know how to structure your time. You don't go back and put things on the calendar after it's over. You know, that's not organizing your time. That's not a calendar. That's a diary. And some people treat a calendar that way. They're just going to go through their day, and then at the end of the day, they'll look and see what they've put on their calendar, what popped up. And so they treat their calendar like a diary. This is what happened to me today. But to have good clock management, to manage your calendar, you kind of need to look ahead. And I think there's a couple different, or at least three different viewpoints you need to have. You need to look ahead to today. Like in the morning, you wake up, you go, what's on my calendar today? What do I need to do to carve out time for the important things? You grab your to-do list and you go, I have to get this done today, so where will I put that on the calendar? In fact, I would say that a to-do isn't really a to-do until you've put a deadline on it and you've actually put it on the calendar as far as time to get it done. But not only a day view, the second view I think you need is like a week view, so you can get a whole kind of grasp of the rhythm of your week. Kind of see what's coming up a few days ahead, if there's something you got to prepare for, so you don't get caught unaware. And then the third view I think is really important, especially for leaders, and that one is just kind of a big picture view. And I would say that that view would be at least a month, if not 3 months out, that you take every once in a while, maybe one day a week, you just look at your calendar and you just look ahead to things, because sometimes you have big projects and those projects seem absolutely huge when they're just one date on a calendar. But the big picture view is going to help you to be able to break down and say, okay, if I've got this giant project due in 3 months, then what steps from here to there do I need to take to break the project down and to get it done? And so as that happens, then your calendar will help you. Your calendar will help you to break down your projects and get it all done. So time management, watching the clock, owning your calendar is crucial. One last thing I would say about a calendar is this, is that you just need to have one calendar. I know some people, they've got a day planner that they keep in their pocket or their purse. They've got an online calendar, whether it's Google Calendar or Outlook or something like that. They've got a calendar that hangs on their wall that they look at on occasion. I think it's fine to have calendars around you to show you dates, but you got to have one calendar to to show you what you're going to do, to show you what's coming next. And then you need to own that calendar and run with it.